Iraqi forces have opened a new front in their battle to dislodge so-called Islamic State militants from Mosul. Troops are now pushing into the city from the north and from the south as well, and civilians are getting very frequently caught up in the fighting. Our defence correspondent Jonathan Beale has visited a Médecins Sans Frontières hospital near the front line where the injured are being treated.
That was the sound of an airstrike. As we recently experienced on the front line, the battle for Mosul is brutal and dangerous, especially for the civilians caught up in the fighting. There's been a steady stream of the injured and maimed arriving at this Médecins Sans Frontières clinic, just one of a number of medical charities now operating close to the fighting.
We have another...
Every day shocks me about this. You mean there's so many babies and children and people getting shot. But, you know, yeah, it's all shocking. Yeah, but, you know, you deal with it as best you can.
Kenneth Lowe, who was until recently working in London, is treating two sisters, one aged two and the other just 3 months old, whose young bodies have been scarred by shrapnel. Ken says these kinds of injuries are far too common, and it's almost impossible to establish who might have been responsible.
Mortar attacks, and you know they're mortars because you see from the shrapnel they pull out. And certainly, yes, metals in keeping with some kind of shell, whether artillery or not, you don't know, airstrike, you don't know.
Well, they just brought in more casualties at the MSF hospital, including one young boy, looks about six or seven, who is crying in agony with what looks like shrapnel wounds.
OK, let's have a check. So, ABCs wise, A's OK, B's OK, C's...
The six-year-old boy, Ali Hassan, now crying in pain, was shot by so-called Islamic State.
Is that tetanus yet?
I wrote that. Yes.
His father says it happened as they were leaving a mosque.
You looked at the wound in the arm?
Yes.
For IS, nothing is sacred.
This young guy just came a couple of days ago with a bullet penetrating injury to his left side of the chest.
Another doctor, Mohammed Hamid, shows me another gunshot wound. This time it's a man in his 20s who's been shot in the back. Dr. Mohammed says such wounds are increasingly common.
Are a lot of civilians coming in with gunshot wounds?
Yeah, a lot of.
And a lot of them shot in the back?
Most of them.
For Dr. Mohammed, this is heartbreaking work, not least because he himself comes from Mosul and was, until recently, living under IS control.
Mosul is your home?
Yeah, it's my home.
Is that why you've come here, because you wanted to help?
I'm ready to help at anywhere, but it's my hometown and... Stop this.
When you look at what's happening here, you know, in your own city,
yeah,
it must be incredibly hard.
It's hurt everybody in all the world. It hurt anyone with a human feeling.
Hundreds of thousands of fellow citizens of Mosul are still living in fear of IS. And before this battle's over, many more will be arriving at emergency clinics like this, either as the deliberate victims of IS brutality or the unintended casualties of the Iraqi advance and coalition airstrikes.
Jonathan Beale reporting there. It's 14 minutes to 7.